I had been told that this was the school holidays and that there may not be many children in church today, but we have one, and we have you, and we're all children at heart, so we can all learn from a word for children. And if you have grandchildren or children at home, you can tell them when you go back home about the children's address today. I simply wanted to share with the boys and girls the meaning of the word Amen. We've got a wee grandson called Innes, and he's only two, and he's just learning to speak. And one of the words that he loves to say is no. And he's getting very good at saying it. And we'll have to teach our children not just to say no, but we've got to teach them that sometimes it's right also to say yes. And it's very important that we learn to say yes to what is right and to what is good and to what is God's will for us. And in the Bible, one of the words that means yes is the word Amen. So when Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you, he was really saying, Amen, Amen, I say unto you. When he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that means truly, truly, it means yes. What I'm telling you is right, is true. And that's why in our worship, in our prayers, at the end of our prayer, we say Amen, which means yes. All that we have shared with God in our prayers, we really mean yes. And it's not just a wee yes, it's a big yes in the Bible. A wee yes is when somebody says, when you pass the salt, and they say yes. A big yes is when somebody says, will you marry this woman? Yes. You see? So Amen is a big yes. And that's why at the end of our worship, boys and girls, and adults, and everybody who's here today, that's why at the end of our worship, we sometimes say Amen three times, because we're gathering up everything that we've heard in worship, everything that we've offered in worship, all the hymns that we've sung in worship, and at the end of the whole thing, we are saying Amen. It's called the threefold Amen. Amen, Amen, Amen. And that just means yes, yes, yes. And one final thing. Do you know that in the Bible, Jesus is called Amen? That's why our service began today with the words, all the promises of God, all the promises of God are summed up in Jesus' Son. And so we say Amen. He is called God's Amen because Jesus said yes to God. He said yes to God's love. He said yes to God's promises. He said yes to God's forgiveness. He said yes to God's guidance. And we have to learn to do the same. And that's why in our worship we say Amen. It means quite simply, yes.